Welcome back to the Coach's Show. Now talking with Adam Williamson, the head coach of the Martin County Red Bull wrestling team. And Coach, you've got some people coming back from last year that made it to the state tournament. You had a successful dual season, 13-7, and looking for more, I'm sure, this year.
Yeah, we bring a nice number of kids back from last year's squad, and we added a lot of new faces this year. We went from about 35 kids in the room to 48 at this point this year. So that's a big jump in numbers, which helps our competition within the practice room, which then hopefully translates into better competition on the mat for us. So we're excited. We've got great numbers and a great coaching staff going into this year with a nice squad coming back.
Yeah, Tori Paplow, Pierce Roman, and then also Maddox Faber make it to the state tournament last year. What are your hopes going into the season for those three? And then just everybody trying to fill those holes that you couldn't fill at those upper weights last year.
Yeah, you know, having a trio like Tori, Pierce, and Maddox is great. You know, we have great leadership in those guys in the room and on and off the mat. Maddox might not be able to get to compete this year with an injury he's dealing with, but we'll stay hopeful that he can recover in time and maybe have a shot. But Tori and Pierce having, you know, multiple trips to the state tournament under each of their belts, and Pierce placing third last year and both coming back ranked. It's huge for us. They just kind of set the tone, set the lead, our warm-up, just lead by example on and off the mat, like I said. So, and we bring back some young guns from last year that made the ninth grade league state tournament in kids like Caden Lang and Bo Colby, and then Aaron Becker, who was the ninth grade league state champ last year. You know, so to have some experience, varsity experience guys with some state accolades to them, and then some of the younger guys from the ninth grade and under league have kind of being ready to step it up into some bigger varsity roles is going to be awesome for us. And then we do have some other section placers coming back, with DJ Miller being a senior captain this year, you know, being third in the section and returning at heavyweight. He's looking forward to having a great senior season, and he's another good leader in the room for us.
And how much fun is it to add that many kids into the room from this year compared to last year?
It's great, and most of the new faces are ninth graders and under, so we have time to work with them, develop them, and mold them into some quality wrestlers for us. And by the end of the season, we might see some new faces in the lineup. We'll just see how the competition goes and how they come along as wrestlers and competitors.
And how has it felt in the wrestling room so far this season since practice started?
It's been a great first week. We've had some distractions just with some early season things and parent meetings and things of that nature that are a little bit distracting, but yet the work we did in the practice room, the wrestling side of things, has been high quality, and we're happy with the effort the kids are giving and the progression that they're making throughout the early stages of the season. So, and then we have Thanksgiving this week, but we'll get three good practices in, and then we'll have a Friday and then Saturday our youth tournament where the kids all help out. Exciting first couple weeks, and then next week we get into our first couple competitions.
Going to be at Worthington on Thursday, and then you turn around and go right over to the Dick Maher Invitational in Blue Earth on Saturday. So yeah, December kicking off pretty quick for you.
Yeah, get a couple duels right away, and then our first tournament at next Saturday. So that's a good tournament to start with, some decent competition where everybody gets to go and wrestle and, you know, start racking up some matches under their belts and get the season started. So yeah, we'll get most of them, half a dozen matches that'll happen next week for them.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you the best of luck this season. Looking forward to covering you through the winter. I can't believe it's already here. It goes way too fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. No, we're excited. We're ready. The kids are kind of chomping at the bit to get going, competing against some other faces. So we're ready.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
All right. Appreciate it, Carrie.
And that was Adam Williamson, the head coach of the Martin County Red Bulls. We thank him for joining us. Take a time out. We'll be back with our final interview of the day when we talk with head coach of the Martin County West girls basketball team, Cliff Anderson. That's next on your home for the Mavericks, the Red Bulls, and the Martin County area Magic all season long, Extreme Country 105.7.